Welcome, Caitlin Jacobson, joining us to talk a little bit about 4-H this morning on behalf of the Extension Office here in North Platte. Caitlin, good to see you back in the studio again, and welcome.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Caitlin, you've been on the job for several months now. Are you still enjoying it?
I am. Like I said, it's been, my previous career as a teacher, it's definitely been a change in schedule, but I like the flexibility. We've had just a lot of fun events, so it doesn't feel like you're working part of the time. We had our garage sale last week. We had a celebration event and achievement night for 4-H'ers in the area, just to kind of reflect on the year and their growth and all their achievements that they did in the last year at the fair. And just 4-H'ers in Lincoln County and the area are doing a lot of great things. So it was fun to be able to have an event to just recognize them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great. There's a lot of work and effort and learning that goes into 4-H and a lot of participation.
Takes a lot of kids. Absolutely. And we had livestock exhibitors. There's static exhibitors that came. There's a lot of, we do entrepreneurship events. So I just kind of like to remind people that 4-H is a lot more than the ag aspect of it. If you're interested in robots, we have a place for you. If you're interested in woodworking, we have a place for you. Really, that's kind of 4-H's goal, is to help youth kind of find their spark and their interest to help them go forth and find a future career that they're gonna be successful and positive citizens that contribute to their communities.
Awesome. So, Caitlin, anything else you'd like to discuss this morning?
As you guys all know, or most people know by now, there was a huge wildfire up by Halsey, the National Forest, and happens to be where one of our main outreach areas we have is camp. Was a huge part of 4-H. Mm-hmm. And so it was just
summer camps, right?
Yes. Camps that happen during the summer, but there's events that happen up at the State 4-H Lodge all year round. But obviously camp is a huge way that we reach youth in Nebraska, and the fire kind of took that along with a lot of other, it was just devastating up there. So they are having an appreciation event for anybody who wants to come, who camp was maybe special to them, or they want to share stories. And they're recognizing the volunteer fire departments or anybody that helped contribute to putting out the fires. And we did have quite a few fire departments around the area that went up there and volunteered their time and efforts, expertise to stop that fire. Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, Maxwell Volunteer Fire Department, the Stapleton Volunteer Fire Department, Tryon Volunteer Fire Department, Wallace Fire Department, the Logan County Sheriff's Office, and then our Great Plains Medevac helicopter all went up in effort to help with that fire. So we certainly, they're certainly invited, and we certainly appreciate all their help in putting out that fire.
It was quite a battle.
Yeah.
It was quite a shock. Quite a devastation, quite a battle. And it was a hurry-up deal. It was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a day of rest,
but it wasn't.
It was it was a hairy day.
Mother Nature had different ideas.
Yeah, I suppose.
So this appreciation, it's, what is it? A dinner, evening? Or?
It is on November 6th, Sunday, November 6th, from 12 to 3. It's an open house with a barbecue meal provided. There will be remarks made at 2 p.m. if you're interested in coming to that. But it's going to be at the Sand Hills High School in Dunning, Nebraska.
Oh, good location.
Mm-hmm. 12 to 3, so early afternoon then.
Yep.
And that'll
be
a week from this coming Sunday.
Correct. Yep, awesome. November 6th. Can't believe it's already November.
It's quickly approaching.
Yeah.
If folks want to learn more about that or learn more about 4-H in general, Caitlin, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can contact the Extension Office, and you can get a hold of me there at 308-532-2683. Or shoot me an email. I'm pretty good at checking my email. It's caitlin.jacobson@unl.edu. But our website is also a great wealth of information, llm.unl.edu.
Awesome. So. Caitlin, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you in the studio down the road.
Yep, thank you.